for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, August the 31st, 1991. Labor Day weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Colonel Speed Wilson, Marine Corps retired, is the speaker of the evening.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
If you want some, a long time before the book was published, I had the information on AIDS, but there's a book. World Health Organization, the abbreviation is WHO, W-H-O, and the name of the book is Who Murdered Africa? WHO murdered Africa, the World Health Organization. How did they do it? They deliberately developed a bovine virus that could be injected into people that had no known cure, and they put it in with the smallpox vaccination and spread it all over Africa. The satellite programs now, well, it's estimated that even in South Africa, 40% of the black Africans in South Africa are contaminated with AIDS right now. They test positive. And, of course, their children will never live beyond 7 or 8 years old. And there are large areas in the central part of Africa. The satellites are showing that villages are now grown over with the jungle. Nobody's there anymore. They're all dead. They're gone. Non-productive eaters being slaughtered by the millions, approaching billions. And then withholding cures that just cure a lot of folks. What group? The World Health Organization of the United Nations. It also has people in our NIH, the National Institute of Health in Bethesda, Maryland. There are more communists working in the World Health Organization than there are Americans, and yet we fund the operation. Well, as Abraham Lincoln said, if death be our fate, we ourselves will be exalted. There's an excellent book in by Anthony Sutton entitled National Suicide, about us supporting the communists. He has a book entitled The Best Enemy Money Can Buy. Well, they withhold new cures for many diseases, a whole bunch of them. Many Americans dying unnecessarily because of that. And don't you believe your American Medical Association, nor your American Dental Association. But did you know that fluoride is killing a lot of people, and it doesn't help your teeth one bit? It's just a neat way for Procter & Gamble to get rid of fluoride, or to avoid the expense of rendering it, destroying it in a natural way, so it was a lot better just to put it in your water. Accomplish two things, kill you and get rid of the poisonous byproduct. And of course, chlorine. One man can tell you exactly when we started getting great numbers of colon cancers when we started chlorinating our water. Because chlorine will kill all the bacteria in your lower colon, which is necessary for the cleaning and digestive material. And as Dr. Reams had always said, if you want white guts, drink chlorine. It'll bleach them, but it'll kill you. So just the same stuff you use to bleach your clothes, and you drink it. No wonder you've got kidney problems. Your kidneys are filtered. And, I didn't intend to get off on that. But bank mergers, just look around. Probably by 1994, there'll only be three banks in the United States. The largest bank merger just occurred. Bank of America, which is owned by the Rothschilds, Edmund B. Van Rothschild bought it in 1973. They merged with the Pacific Security Bank, which makes it, now get this makes it the largest bank in the United States on its assets, total assets, with Citicorp being number two. Then we could go through the whole litany of it. By the way, have you been hearing about the Bank of Commercial Credit International, the BCCI? You know why they're destroying it? It wasn't a part of the Rockefeller-Rothschild conspiracy. It belonged to the Pakistanis. So they're just running it out of business. I told people a long time ago that you shouldn't be buying International Harvester stock because it didn't have anybody in the conspiracy. You should have been buying John Deere or Caterpillar. Yeah, a lot of people in the conspiracy. See, it's good to know this stuff. You can invest where they're going. You've got something to invest. 1983, Jacob Rothschild created Charterhouse J. Rothschild. And the Business Week, 21 November 1983, said it was the most powerful investment banking presence in either London or New York. You don't hear about that one either. It's probably gaining and controlling all of these mergers. The pyramid operation. By the way, did you notice the pyramid on the New World Order thing? It's the one that's on the back of your dollar bill, and the Latin on the bottom proclaims a New World Order. I even saw it in temples over in Vietnam, the pyramid with the eye on the top. And the pyramid is generally the conspirators, one of their insignia. Well, let's talk about, by the way, Kent, you'll never hear much about it, but the World Conservation Bank, the brainchild of our Secretary of State, Jim Baker, when he was Secretary of Treasury, and he came up with an excellent idea of how the Rockefeller Rothschilds could get their money out of defuncting governments that can't pay their payments, like Brazil and Argentina and all those in Mexico, but they have great masses of virgin land. They will create this World Conservation Bank. You know, we got to save the ecology. You might threaten some spotted-bellied mosquito by draining this swamp, and you wouldn't want to do that. And, of course, it may put 60,000 to 100,000 people out of a job, but you got to save the mosquito, the spotted owl. Too bad they went around to save the dodo when God was through with it, or the dinosaur, and many other things that man didn't destroy. Well, and where I came from down the mountain before I moved to Akron, Ohio, 80% of the county is George Washington National Forest, and those old hillbillies down there, mountain jumpers, all make their living hauling timber for the paper plant, and they're stopping a lot of that, and so they have the sign, if you're out of a job and hungry, eat an ecologist. And they're the guys that while go around, and they always have 3 or 4 rifles on the rack in their pickups, they're honest, nobody steals them. And in fact, there's so few people there, she ended up with 4 people at the post office, they had a traffic jam. But, and I loved it. But they had a bumper sticker that I like that says, good gun control requires a firm grip. The one we're laughing about it said, if crime wouldn't pay if the government ran it. Well, the Rothschilds begin to buy into the banking system here, according to Edmund D. Van Rothschild, to, quote, handle the development of Asia in the next 20 or 30 years. In 1976, we developed friendly relations with the Communist China.
And any nation that, in 1973, David Rockefeller, U.S. News and World Report, the headline was how to trade with the communists. And the secret was out that he had established a branch bank in Moscow and Peking, or Beijing, they call it now. And, of course, all of these loans that go to these various countries are all guaranteed to be paid. And guess who pays? I'm looking at you. Bank of the World Conservation Bank. The way they do it, they tell these nations that owe billions of dollars and no way of ever paying it back. Okay, if you'll give us so much of your land, we'll put it into the World Conservation Bank and keep it in its natural state. And Brazil, Peru, Argentina, and Mexico have already done a lot of that. But the plan is, the fine print at the bottom of the page is, that the World Conservation Bank doesn't have any money. So they'll probably have to go bankrupt. Or they'll probably start borrowing money from the large banks, Chase Manhattan and all the other conspirator banks, the Bank of England. And they'll start borrowing money, but they just can't quite work out, and they go bankrupt. And guess who ends up owing 1/3 of your service? You guessed it, Rockefeller Rothschild, which we'll continue to call now Rothschild, because they do cooperate. Communism, very interesting study. This group created communism, because Mr. Kerensky was by the way, your school books do not tell you real what happened. The czars had actually abdicated. They had left office. They were unpopular. However, they were not being harmed. And Mr. Kerensky was setting up a democratic government in the Soviet Union, and he was going to have a parliamentary system, but he had adopted the Bill of Rights and the Constitution of the United States. Well, this group of conspirators don't like democracy. You have to buy and control too many people. They prefer dictatorship. So if they don't cooperate, you just shoot them and get another one. It will cooperate. So the United States put in $20 million. That would be like $20 billion today in 1917. And the European composites put in $20 or $30 million. And they found an old dissident called Vladimir Lenin. And they round up about 500 mercenaries and put them in a train. And that train crossed almost every continent, every country
in Europe and was not stopped to be checked anywhere, and went in and overthrew the government. Mr. Kerensky died in New York, 1960-something. So that's it. And if you want to read an extended discourse on that, you can read Warmongers by Howard Katz, or Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution by Anthony Sutton. And, of course, Sutton, I've already mentioned, is the best enemy money can.
And none dare call it treason, and other books along those lines. But the 5th of October, 1977, to help this whole thing along, the 5th of October, 77, Jimmy Carter signed the United Nations Human Rights Treaty. Doesn't that grab your heart? Every president of the United States since 1948 had refused to sign that treasonous document, because if that treaty is ever implemented, and it may have occurred in August of 1990, then the United States as a separate nation ceases to exist, and so does private property. That's the legacy of James Earl Carter, trilateral commissioner. Well, the United States, we had to have the Soviet Union develop into a strong military power to threaten us so that we would surrender our sovereignty to the United Nations. And when George Bush says, we're on the threshold, this is to Congress, we're on the threshold of the United Nations finally achieving its original objectives. Maybe you didn't know what its objectives were. Did you know that the United Nations was established with the head of the committee, Alger Hiss, who turned out to be hardcore communist, Deputy Secretary of State of the United States? He and 15 other communists, who Whitaker Chambers blew the whistle on, who became a Christian and no longer wanted to be a part of it. You can read this in a book entitled The Witness. Whitaker Chambers says communism is what happens to the mind of man without God. And the other members, there were 16 communists and 34 Council of Foreign Relations members, and guess why? They created the United Nations. And it's about to realize its purpose and its objective to be the one world government. We have transferred our military to the United Nations. So will all other countries eventually, which could very well field an army of, guess what? 200 million a la Revelation. Very easily. Well, glass now. So those of you who subscribe to Don McElvaney's Intelligence Advisory will know that the current glasnost is glasnost number 6, and it's worked the same way every time. Number 1 was 1921 to 29, number 2 was 36 to 37, number 3, 41 to 45, number 4, 56 to 59, and number 5, 70 to 75, and number 6, 1985 to 1995. And each one of them always worked the same way. States, being ducky and stupid, as they say, would always be glad to be friends, and they'd rush in and loan a lot of money and keep their economy going while they could spend all their money we aren't. They're doing that today. Right now, as I talk, they're building 10 tanks every 24-hour period, never less than 7, and they're building 3 to 4 new jet aircraft every 24-hour period, new submarine every 6 weeks. They're spending approaching 50% of their gross national product, and we have cut our budget by almost. So while they rearm and get new equipment, we are disarming. Well, how could this have ever happened? Well, very interesting. Just a quick review of the whole thing. Without a big war, they have conquered and controlled 54 countries. 54, some say 56, but 54 countries. As you can see, they, between 1920 and 1924, they conquered 11 countries. And then from Japan, they conquered 8 more. And then after World War II, they conquered 35 countries. I call this the Third World War, or Battles of World War Number 3, or a book entitled The War Called Peace. When they cry peace, peace, and there is no peace, look out. The conspirators call it, they want to have perpetual war for perpetual peace. And this is what it looks like now in the world. 1945, not very many, not very big. But now communism has really expanded, and it's really a big operation. We have others of their techniques to say, well, to outline their program, Lenin wrote in 1920, he wrote, our purpose is the creation of a worldwide Soviet republic. No parable.
First, we will take Eastern Europe ahead of the 1946. Then the masses of Asia, we abandoned them in 1975. Then we will surround the states which will be Iran's last stronghold of capitalism. We'll not have to attack. It'll fall into our hands like a rotten fruit. They call that peaceful coexistence. It really means surrender on the installment plan. The truth just says we'll not take the world in one line gulf. We'll do it the way the duck eats the corn, a grain at a time. Brezhnev told the Communist Party Congress in 1973, we are achieving through Detente. Remember the party program of Detente? What our predecessors have failed to do with the male fist, the military power, we are doing through Detente. Well, there was SALT, the Strategic Arm Limitation, number one and number two, and the Anti-Ballistic Missile System. And the Red Star, that's the military publication of the Soviet Union, they did not call SALT Strategic Arms Limitation. They said it stood for Stop America's Leading Technology. And it did. Then we come along with Gorbachev. Gorbachev told the Central Committee in November 1987, we're not receding even one step from socialism, from Marxism, Leninism, from everything that we have gained. In 1917, we parted with the old world. We rejected it once and for all. We're moving through the new world of communism. We'll never turn off that road. Then followed Glasnost, which is disarming us and rearming them. And the day before he signed, Gorbachev, the day before he signed the INFC, Intermediate Nuclear Force, you see, which destroyed NATO, told people it would. Another Pearl Harbor, 7 December 1988, Gorbachev said to the United Nations Assembly, we're not abandoning our convictions, our philosophies, or our traditions. On it goes. And to come up a little more up to date, I think one is really great here, because if you probably hadn't heard this one. But Dmitry Magnitsky, president of the Lenin School of Political Warfare, and he said this in 1935. War to the capitalism and communism is inevitable. Marx said that, for the Hegel and all the other forms. But today we are too weak to strike. Our day will come. But first, the capitalist nation, stupid and decadent, must be lulled asleep with the greatest overtures of peace and disarmament known throughout history, Thompson Miller. And then, when their guard is down or dropped, we'll smash them. In Brezhnev, 1973, our aim is to gain control of two great treasure houses upon which the West depends, the energy treasure house of the Persian Gulf and the mineral treasures of Central and Southern Africa. South Africa has 77 strategic materials that we can get nowhere else. If you're interested in a book that tells us that this is going to happen, Anatoly Golitsyn, Lieutenant Colonel, KGB, defected in 1981. And he told people what was going to happen. He put it down in a book form, but nobody would publish it. It was too far out. It was published in 1984 by Christian Group. The book is entitled New Life for Old, and he said he didn't know when it would happen, but the Berlin Wall would come down. And it would look like the Soviet Union was collapsing and breaking up, but it was all a charade to create just exactly the six circumstances that had been pointed out, to scare us into in a panic that we would join. That New World, New Life for Old, you can dial 800-272-1996. Use your MasterCard or Visa, and it'll cost you about $17. If you want an in-depth study, it's well worth it. But if you just know what's going on now as a charade, isn't it? And it's all planned. Nothing happens, as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, in national politics and international affairs, nothing happens by chance, or by happenstance. The communist program and, of course, the international group, internal demoralization plus external influence plus nuclear blackmail will lead to surrender. You will see that all the artifices and nuclear missiles of the republics of the Soviet Union will be transferred to the central control of the Soviet ruling group there. So they will become very dangerous. We're probably entering the most dangerous time of our history. very significant Story and Toynbee, two great world historians, made studies of great nations and the patterns that they followed. And here's what they followed. You can see it in the history of the nation of Israel. From slavery or bondage came faith, and from faith came strength, and strength came freedom, and from freedom came abundance, and from abundance comes dependence. You know, let the government do it. Dependence comes fear, and from fear back to bondage. We're about to complete. We're in the fear range right now. Well, will the United States complete the pattern? That's possible. I know you all know 2 Chronicles 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins, and I will heal. Praise the Lord. But I don't know. I wouldn't take any bets that we probably will have to go in slavery. And that's Glasnost and the others does use those types of things. Well, if you can believe God, the Chairman Communist Party of the United States, said in 1983, he said the Communist Party USA is more influential now than it's ever been, because we have created the illusion and atmosphere that the USSR is no longer a threat to America. The world conspiracy, and interesting, there's a note that the Soviets and Chinese are directly responsible for killing 112,000 Americans in Korea and Vietnam. 54,000 in Korea. In a three-year war, they killed almost as many people of Americans in Korea as they did in 10 years in Vietnam. And Korea's a forgotten. And 58,000 in Vietnam. 112,000. And guess what? We're establishing most favored nations with both the Soviet Union and Communist China. And we're trying to destroy South Africa, which fought on our side in World War I, World War II, and they served with us over in Korea and volunteered troops for Vietnam and World War II. Our foreign policy ever since the end of World War II has been to treat all of our friends as enemies, and all of our enemies as if they were our friends. And we'll have to destroy South Africa and Taiwan and probably Israel. This is no secret. Senator Goldwater, in his book, Without Apology, says, the Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power: political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. Pat Robertson said, it was reprinted in U.S. News and World Report when he was seeking the presidency, he said, it is absolutely vital that we Americans take control of the United States government away from the Trilateral Commission and the Consul on Foreign Relations. The rest of them didn't even know it existed. I like what the mayor but on the 13th of April 1976, Mr. Charles Morgan, I knew him because he had drug me to the Supreme Court, because he was the director of the American Civil Liberties Union. Actually, ACLU stands for Anti-Christian Liberties Union, founded by the communists to put forth communist directives. And I don't have time to tell you why they were suing me, but just frankly, I had executed a contract against the guy that said he would perform in the Marine Corps Reserve, and I was deputy director, and his father was a multimillionaire up in New York, and a little jerk wouldn't show up for training periods, and I'd got his little butt on active duty and sent him to Vietnam. And so they were suing me. Well, it was either he honored his contract, or I'd have to send somebody else. And I ain't going to let money buy somebody else to go in there. But I turned on the television, Charles Morgan. Recognizing, he was making an interesting statement. He said that I have become totally disillusioned with the American Civil Liberties Union, and I have resigned as its director. Then his statement was really something. He said, of all my years in Washington, D.C., I am convinced that the American government is a conspiracy against the best interests of the American people, and they cut him off. That was on the public broadcasting system called PBS, the public BS, or the petroleum broadcasting. By the way, did you ever consider why Sony, S-O-N-Y, stands for it? It's not a Japanese word. I can believe it. Osodepsa, you know, or Sony, but S-O-N-Y, Standard Oil, New York. Isn't that great? By the way, somebody got all upset here a while back. Did you hear the Japanese bought 51% of the Rockefeller Center? They did. No, Rockefeller bought 51% of Rockefeller Center. So there was Rockefeller money in Japan. Some money in his petty cash up in Chase Manhattan Bank. So he just bought 51% of his own outfit from him and put it in another fund. That's just a neat way to transfer funds. You get all about the Japanese owning it. You know, the Japanese are number three. The British own more of America than them, and the Dutch own more than them, and Japan is number three. Come to Ohio and drive around a little bit, and you see that Soho is now British Petroleum. You can't buy an American tire unless you buy Goodyear. You can't get American gas and oil by Marathon. It's narrowing down. If you go to Shell, well, then you're buying French Barenhart stuff. The Dutch, part of the conspiracy. One of the founders of the Bilderbergers. By the way, the Bilderbergers, in last June when they met, two things they decided. Well, the earlier year they decided George Bush wouldn't protect them, but he did. But they decided that the United Nations had to have a steady income. So they will get 10 cents off of every barrel of oil that's produced anywhere in the world. And they will get 30% produced out of Saddam's contained place. And they've already gained control through Elliot Richardson, one of the main people of the conspiracy, who's held almost every job in Washington, and then he went to the United Nations, and he put through that the United Nations owns and controls all the oceans outside the continental limits of all the nations, and there's probably more wealth out there than there is in the landmass of the whole thing. So on and on they go. And they said, we have to have another bigger than any other within the next 5 years. Within 5 years. Not at the end of 5 years, but within 5 years. Be instigated. Shaping up, it'll probably get Israel over there, probably. So you can foretell what's going to happen. Well, many things we could say. There was a dear brother, Christian brother, who resigned in disgust from McNamara, who was a member of the conspiracy, of course. He was Secretary of Defense for 7 years, spanning three separate administrations. By the way, if you think this is a party thing, forget it. Did you notice that who George Bush appointed to be the new ambassador to the Soviet Union? The former chairman of the Democratic Party, Robert Strauss, an old conspirator from way back. Made millions in the savings and loan business down in the great state of Texas. And, well, what do we do? Well, we've got to pray a lot. But first off, I was going to tell you about the gentleman who resigned in disgust that he wasn't going to be as part of McNamara's conspiracy, or as we called it, McNamara's band. So they did on, you know. When I found out who McNamara was, I was rather ready to go out and blow his brains out, you know. The Marine Corps sort of depends on taking direct action, you know. The Marine slogan is, if you're ever in combat and you don't know what to do, attack, straight ahead. And you get bored sitting around. But I figured, well, that wouldn't help because they'd just get somebody else, and they'd just go in. Well, this brother said, once I get back to my home state, people are going to ask me, what's it like to be in the power position in the federal government? He said, this will be my answer. He said, the federal government is like a great red log floating down the Potomac River, and on this log are tens of thousands of ants, 33,000 in the Pentagon alone, tens of thousands of ants. And he says, the pitiful thing is, each ant thinks he's driving. And he laughed and he said, I knew I was at the helm at least three times. Well, no, God has everything under control. He's not pacing the halls of heaven wondering how this is all going to work out. And it's interesting in Isaiah 5:20, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. In the last days, the evil shall become good, good shall become evil. Proverbs 17:15.
He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous both are an abomination unto the Lord. How about that? Condemning South Africa and honoring the communist country. Proverbs 16:9. Man makes his plans, but the Lord directs his steps. Well, this Babylonian system is going to fall. Revelation 14:8. And the messenger, second angel, followed saying, Babylon has fallen, is falling, the great city of Babylon. We identify that in buying and selling with a number. Because she made all nations drink of her wine and her fornication. Revelation 18:2. Another messenger cried loudly and mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, it's fallen, and it has become the habitation of devils. Remember? Devil worshippers. Even God names them. And a hold of every evil spirit. And a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
For all nations have drank of her wine and indulged in her fornications, and the rulers of the earth have committed fornication with her, conspired with her. And the merchant money of the earth have become rich through her power and her delicacy. Well, I can just see this group meet. They meet once a year, and then their planning committees meet about once every 6 months. And I can see them between now and the year 2000, and they'll be meeting, and they will say, well, we have everything under control. We have a one-world government. No one can buy or sell without our computer system approving. We have absolute control. And just about that time, one of them wild-eyed will jump up and said, hey, did you hear that trumpet? And the Lord shall return with a shout. And said, I thank you very much for setting up the system which my saints will now take over. God bless you. I'll give you houses you didn't build and wells you did not dig. People say, oh, the cattle on 1,000 hills. Forget it. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The saints inherit the earth, not the wicked. The wealth of the wicked is stored up for the saints. The scripture says that, for the righteous. I like what Avanzini says. Some multi-millionaire was coming to an airport and he said he had on alligator shoes that were so fresh they were still flapping their teeth together, and a nice suit. And the guy couldn't get a cab, and he said, oh, I'm losing millions of dollars. And Avanzini had a cab, and he says, here, sir, take mine. And the bellhop says, do you know him? He says, no. Well, what'd you give him a cab? He says, well, he's working for me. But he gets going. Because I'm going to inherit his wealth. And I'll give you a heathen for your inheritance. I've got my heathen picked out. How about you? Ted Kennedy, Metzenbaum. Believe me, I had some deliverance over hate and resentment over this. And I sent it to a general over who was working for Alexander Haig, General Jerry Curry. He was Haig's chief of staff. I didn't hear from Jerry for a long time, but he wrote back, and I could see he had the same trouble I did. He just wrote, says, dear Brother Steve, don't be bitter. Oh, hallelujah. Well, their information, research publications, you might want to jot this down. I'll just give you an 800 number and you can call them. If you have the mark of the beast, MasterCard or Visa, then you can call and charge it. Their 800 number is 800-528-0559. And I would suggest that you take the minimum subscription of 6 months to World News Digest. Excellent publication. I think I have a copy here. World News Digest. Like that. Comes out once a week, about 8 pages. Tells you all sorts of stuff you'll never read anywhere else. The News You Need and Never See is their headline. And then, of course, the one that we've mentioned and some of you have subscribed to from the time that we were here before was Don McElvaney's Intelligence Advisory. An excellent, I like his abbreviation, MIA, Mission in Action. Don McElvaney's Intelligence. Same number. The research publications published a whole bunch of these type letters. And by the way, there are bills before Congress to try to stop such publications that fail to be voted in each time. And then there's another publication that you can get. But I caution you that when you read it, pray for discernment. Because there's a lot of stuff in here, and I call it stuff, advisedly. And it's the spotlight. I don't have an 800 number, but I'll give you their address. And it's the cheapest of the whole bunch. $32 for 1 year. 300 Independence Avenue, Southeast, just abbreviated SD, Washington, D.C. And the zip is 2-0-0-0-3. 2 3-0s and a 3. And it's excellent, because here's one where they gave the names of all the people that attended the Trilateral Commission meeting in Washington, D.C., and then they gave the report on what happened over in the Bilderberger meetings, and they also put out a list of the current North American trilateral members, and you could go on and on. Now, for your own convenience, I have a new one of these, which is a spreadsheet. It's back there, and it gives you over on the left-hand corner, where you're facing it, all the members of the news media that are conspirators, CFR or trilateral, some of them both. See the 666 up here? That's the trilateral insignia. Three stylized sixes. By the way, the zip code of the trilateral office on Michigan Avenue in Chicago is 60606. Thank God, that's a sense of humor. And then all the energy companies, Exxon, all of that, and on down the line. Then the cabinet members and who they are, pointing out. By the way, every Secretary of State we've had since 1924 has been a member of the CFR without exception, and Jim Baker is number 13. Every Secretary of Treasury, every Secretary of Defense. The first Secretary of Defense was killed. James Forrestal found out what was going on, and they pushed him out of the 16-story window at Bethesda. And when they at the hospital. And you can read that in the book entitled The Pentagon Case. And that's the reason Mr. Nixon wasn't about to go to Bethesda when he was having phlebitis, because he knew it was a one-way trip, man. And then, of course, today is Dick Cheney. He's a double member, CFR and trilateral. And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Colin Powell, CFR. And, of course, the head of the National Security, Brent Chalkoff. He's a Kissinger patsy, and he worked for Kissinger and Alexander Haig. And now he's back over running the White House. He's a double member, CFR, trilateralist. And you can go on the line, and then in the Treasury Department, and then in the State Department, Eichelberger is the biggie over there. And he runs the show because Baker's off traveling all the time. And then the banking interests, and then the military over on the side. Every superintendent of the military academy at West Point has all been members of the conspiracy. And on the back side, I have a diagram of my understanding of how we destroy our friends and reward our enemies, and the list goes on, so you can check them off as they become, quote, socialists into the government. Now, that is available back there for 25 cents, and the only reason I charge for them, and by the way, the 25 cents stays here at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, is because I gave them away and people don't read them. So I figured if you pay 25 cents, you might read it. This is an excellent one, the Revelator. That big red graph, that's the interest on the national debt, which is paid to the Federal Reserve. Pat Robertson said the first thing he would do is get rid of the Federal Reserve and balance the budget immediately. And so the Revelator, and it gives the most succinct resume of how we got the Federal Reserve and what it'll take to cure it. And that's 25 cents. So for those that you're interested in those. And by the way, I'm about to forget it, but bound to be around you.
Some of you have asked about tapes that I've... You know, we're through, because that's 90 minutes. I was shooting for a C-90, so it's over, so now we can talk freely.
Well, I guess I have been talking pretty freely. I wasn't conscious of censoring anything. But there's a little folder back here like that, and it has a list of my 12... most often given talks, and all to do with prophecy, except my testimony, which is listed last. And they're all back there. Some of you are interested in Bible numerics. I brought some master tapes along, master quality. And what I've done is I've given them to Glenn, and if you want any of them, pick up one of these. They're back there. And you buy them from him, and the money stays here at that. Of course, I would suggest that the talks that I've given here, I won't give in those blanks so they won't get mixed up. So you buy the message that was given here because you generally want to buy what you heard, and because it is an update of what's going on. And praise the Lord. So we do praying. And my one answer to what do we do? There's only one answer. You've been hearing it all the time right here. Those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons and daughters of God. How can I tell you what to do? One thing is become informed. Don't remain ignorant. If you're so led, there again, as you're led, get involved in politics. Man, it's so easy to get involved in politics. And it's miserable, but it's fun. And Whatever the Lord would lead you to do, for heaven's sake, do it. And if you don't know how to be led of the Spirit, man, it's high time you learn. Quit running to somebody and say, would you pray for me and tell me what the Lord would have me do? Forget it. I'll never pray with anybody then. I had a good friend, old Merle Allender. You remember him? Major in the Marine Corps. Powerful young man in the Lord. And he called me up one day in the office. He said, Colonel, I think I ought to get out of the Marine Corps and go out and be an evangelist. Would you pray and see what God would have me do? I said, no way, Merle. I said, I'll pray that God show you what you're supposed to do. Man, you're not going to put that stuff on my back. I don't care what the Lord's leading you to do. You're going to come up sometime and say you must have missed God. Believe me, you will. And then he can say, well, old Steve Wilson's a false prophet. No. Besides, if you're always going to have to run somebody else, he can't guide you to go. I saw General Ralph Haynes a short time after, and he said, did Merle call you? By the way, they took General Ralph Haynes, born-again, tongue-speaking Episcopalian, tore us off and put him on Alexander Haig, who never was a three-star general. He's the first one in peacetime that went from two-star to four-star. He never put on the third one. Even the Washington Compost thought that was unusual. And so Ralph said, see, Merle talked to you? I said, yeah. He said, what'd they ask you? He said, well, they wanted me to pray for him, see what God would tell me for him. Well, what was your answer? I told him to go stuff it. But I would pray that the Lord would show him what he was supposed to do. He said, praise God, that's what I told him too. So the way it goes. So learn. I like what a dear brother said, and I realized I was doing it without rest. And I think most of you will do this. He said he no longer sits around on his big fat apathy until he gets a green light, you know. God's going to show me where I'm going to go. Man, if old Abraham had waited for that, he'd still be sitting, wouldn't he? Did you ever realize you can't guide a boat or a ship till it's moving? Well, so he said, I don't wait for a green light. I keep going until I get a red light. And what's the red light? When the peace of God departs. And man, you'll know it when the peace of God departs. And when it stops, I stop and see what God would have me do. So learn to be led of the Spirit. Well, we'll knock off now. Any questions? We'll start. Which meeting? The Bilderbergers. Who says they didn't give all the names? Well, frankly, they didn't know. Well, I just said that a while ago. I said that in the beginning here. There were two governors attended, the governor from Virginia and Bill Clinton from here. Now, Bill Clinton has the credentials. He's a trilateralist and he's a Rhodes Scholar. Other Rhodes Scholars were Dean Rusk, Wizard White on the Supreme Court, and probably the future commandant of the Marine Corps, is a Rhodes Scholar, and they'll probably maneuver in. Now, I'm not saying all of these people know where it's leading. It's by invitation only. And it may shock some of you to find out that George Will and Bill Buckley are both trilateral commissioners. It'll shock you, but you'll never find them telling you what I'm telling you. So they get both sides of the fence, the so-called conservative and the liberal, so that they control it. And if you know who these people are, you'll see on TV that it's trilateralists or consular foreign relations interviewing CFR trilateral. That's all they have on there. Kissinger's just been appointed to the board of directors of CDS. He's Dan Blatter's boss. Now, and on and on and on. Sure. Excuse me. It's a rigged show. Congress works the same way. Anytime they want a hearing, they subpoena witnesses that will agree with what they already want to do. They won't. The Panama Canal is an excellent example of that. The guy that purchased the Panama Canal from the nation of Colombia, there wasn't a nation Panama. It was privately owned property. And he bought it. And all that. But they call Mr. Lavelle to testify now. Well, why? Like Ronald Reagan said, if the Panama Canal is so important, why are we giving it to them? If it's not important, why are we paying them to take it? Well, the reason we're paying them to take it, they owed the Rockefeller Rothschilds about $500 billion and had no hopes of getting it, so we had to pay them to take it, and the money never left the country. It went right up to Chase Manhattan Bank. And so that's it. You know, give me control of a nation's money, and I don't care who makes the laws. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was no cult term, the thousand points of light type thing. I don't know whether I mentioned or not, but King George is the third generation member of the occult Skull and Crossbones, Skull and Bones. And there's some I haven't been able to get the document. By the way, Anthony Sutton published an excellent book, a little white book entitled The Order, and it has the skull and bones insignia on the cover, and he even gives Bush's membership number and the whole bit. But it's definitely occult, and they have to rob a grave to bring a bone in before they can be members and all that sort of thing. And his grandfather and his father were members before, and Azrael Harriman was a member, and this could go on and on, all of those. So the illusion of being a Christian, he's no more a Christian than Jimmy Carter was a Christian. Jimmy Carter was a... Ask him. I still have the clipping from Newsweek. Said, are you born again? He says, I'm thrice born. That's a Masonic term, isn't it? Any Masons present? Sure. I hope not. We're just delivered. It's satanic, but he's thrice born. You know Dan Mullichuk, when they published their little book, The Miracle of Jimmy Carter, and before it got on the stands, they labeled it as a bestseller. I called up Dan, and I said, the miracle of Jimmy Carter is that Avril Harriman's computer picked him. He had all the qualifications. He was a pathological liar. And he claims to be people say he's a Christian. I said, the miracle of Jimmy Carter is he's a charter member of the Rockefeller conspiracy organization called the Trilateral Commission, and so is Whale. Somebody said, well, how did Fritz and Grips ever get together? Well, they met over at the Rockefellers. That's how they got together. And he said, well, that's just a matter of opinion. And I said, well, would you accept documentation? Like, I'll send you a list of their own list of their membership. And I said, another thing, Dan, it upsets me for a Christian organization to put out a book, and its first printing, you labeled it as a bestseller. He said, oh, that's a statement of faith. I said, well, I'd call it something else. And he hung up on me, not very friendly. You know that we charismatics and Pentecostals have our own language? Like when somebody says, you ask you to do something, they say, well, I'll pray about that, brother. Which is being interpreted to mean, I ain't going to do nothing, but it'll get you off my back, man. And the other one is, man, my spirit don't witness to that. Which literally means, no way, Jose. And the other one is, oh, man, my spirit witnesses that, which literally means, I don't have the foggiest idea what you're talking about, but I'm too religious to admit it. the sister back here, yes, the sister over here, dental company. Yeah, they're planning a depression. We're in it. Okay, yeah, I got your question. Yeah, it's controlled disintegration, as they call it. Did you know that they're listing the unemployment at around 7%? Yeah. What you don't know is that after you collect, 27 weeks of unemployment, you're no longer carried as unemployed, you're put on welfare. And you're no longer carried. And so Youngstown, Ohio is running about 30 to 40% unemployed. All of them are on welfare. Some dear brothers here from Detroit, they could probably tell you essentially the same in all the area. All the statistics are rigged. The cost of living index, whatever they tell you it is, multiply it by 2 or 3 and you'll probably find it. If you don't believe it, just do what one man says. You go down to the store, take a list of the stuff, and say what you paid for it. You can get it because the calculator will tell you what you bought. And then go down there a year later and see what the real price of inflation is. Yes, they are planning a world collapse of the economy, and it's occurring now. It's occurring right now.
And out of that, to create the chaos necessary to stampede us into demanding our own enslavement. That's what they stated we'll do. Well, if they created it, then they can end it. Do you remember 1973, the great oil crisis? I wonder if they were lying. We'd already studied that over in the Pentagon and found, now get this, just the year before I'd been on a study group, that we found that we had enough known producing oil reserves within the continental limits of the United States. We have a lot of oil that's known but ain't producing, but known producing oil reserves within the...
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.